A colossal monster, a city in ruins, no way out, except inside of the all-electric Toyota CHR. John Cho stars in Escape. Test drive Toyota's new all-electric family today. Toyota, let's go places.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.
A number of the papers going with Michael Gaine on the front pages. The Irish Sun, Gaine murder suspect arrest number two. And the Irish Daily Mirror, Gardaí quiz Gaine murder suspect. And they have a photograph on the front of the Mirror, which they say is the moment Michael Kelly was rearrested over the murder of farmer Michael Gaine. The Mirror says that their picture shows Mr. Kelly being led from the house he was living in the middle of Tralee by detectives. The former US soldier, who's originally from Maine, denies any involvement in 56-year-old Mr. Gaine's death, and he was taken to a Garda station for questioning. To the front of the Irish Independent now, and we all know the cost of paying electricity at the moment. The big news is that households here are paying almost twice as much for their electricity as data centres are. Figures show data centres also have much lower network charges imposed on them than householders. Sinn Féin's Lynn Boylan, the MEP, says the situation where data centres are paying half of what homes pay for energy was grossly unfair, and Ireland has some of the most expensive electricity in the Western world. The Irish Daily Mail on the front page says more than €500,000 was wasted on an IT system for the Garda Ombudsman, despite early warnings that the project would fail. So this is more about public spending. So they say that the system has been temporarily abandoned since the end of 2024, and it could end up costing millions more than planned. But already €500,000 has been spent on this IT project. The Irish Examiner tells us young people in deprived areas are dying from illnesses more commonly seen in people in their 80s. Those same areas have fewer GPs than well-off ones. They call it inverse care law, where you most need the care, you're least likely to get it, according to Deep End Ireland, which is a group of GPs working in the most disadvantaged communities across the country, particularly disadvantaged city centre areas. The Irish Times tells us that Ireland is going to buy hundreds of armoured vehicles and artillery pieces from France. We are expanding military cooperation with France to protect Irish seas. And the deal with France is going to cost €600 million, and it will be the biggest investment in army equipment in the history of the state. Actually, the Irish Times says that this is going to transform the Irish army from a light infantry force to a heavily mechanised one equipped with modern armour, more powerful weaponry, and the ability to strike targets from large distances. So they're clearly very worried about our security future. Inside the papers, interesting one in the Irish Independent, the Catholic Bishop of Ardagh and Clonmacnoise says he hasn't banned removals from taking place in churches. However, wakes with an open coffin are not allowed in churches in the diocese. I have to say, this was a new one on me. I never knew that you could have an open coffin in a church at a wake, at a removal in the evening time. Apparently, it had been creeping in some parishes. Bishop Paul Connell issued a clarification yesterday following reports on his guidelines for the use of churches for reposing of manes. And the bishop says there's no change to the traditional Catholic funeral service, where you'd have a removal in the evening before the funeral mass the next day. However, the coffin must remain closed during the removal service, as it does during the funeral mass. Apparently, the bishop's comments relate to the prospect of a parish church being used inappropriately during the wake. So usually it would be in a funeral home or in the person's home where you wake the body. Apparently, it had been happening in churches. He said, I think that you can use maybe a parish hall or something like that, but basically you can't use a church to have an open coffin. So that's in the Irish Independent if you're interested in that rather cheerful topic. Elsewhere, the Irish Times tells us we're going to get a new voucher if we've broken items. So consumers with broken electronic goods are going to get vouchers as encouragement to opt for repair instead of replacement. This is very interesting. It's a pilot scheme being brought in next year, and the vouchers will cut the cost of repairs. Because obviously right now, the cost of getting something repaired is nearly the same price as buying something new. So you're kind of tempted to go for something new. But if you had a voucher to help with the cost, would you maybe get it replaced or fixed rather than replacing it? Now, we're still trying to work out the details about this voucher scheme, who would be eligible, how much the voucher would be worth. But officials are drawing on the experience of countries like Austria and the Netherlands with this idea. So that's in the Irish Times. Quite an interesting idea there. And will it boost people getting their items repaired? We shall wait and see. We all know Donald Trump is building his big ballroom at the White House, but the Mail tells us he's also doing his other ballroom in Doonbeg in Clare because it has been given the green light by the council. However, Mr. Trump must protect a tiny endangered snail first. So Clare County Council has given the go-ahead for the ballroom at the Doonbeg Golf Resort. However, before work can commence, the council wants Mr. Trump to draw up a management plan for this snail, which is called a Vertigo Augustier or a narrow-mouthed horse snail. It's an EU-protected snail, which measures just 2 millimetres, and it's causing all of this hassle for Mr. Trump, but he can build his ballroom once he protects it, essentially. Now, final story comes from the Times of London, and Irish workers will be very interested in this because the French are changing the way they have lunch. We're told, according to French media reports, that tensions are rising in France's business sector because younger generations aren't doing the traditional lunch with their colleagues. A poll from France found that 29% of employees under the age of 25 regularly eat their lunch alone. And that is a big taboo, a big no-no in France until now. And that compares with 22% of 25 to 34-year-olds. So this is the younger workers who are breaking the taboo. They're eating alone. They're also not boozing on their lunch break, and they're eating their lunch very quickly. The move to solo dining, we're told, is part of a bewildering lunchtime change. The average worker in France, if you don't mind, used to spend 90 minutes on their lunch 20 years ago, but now 45% of those spend less than half an hour on their lunch. And actually the figure is 52% for people who work from home. Only 11% of French workers now go to a restaurant every lunchtime, and about half of those don't even touch a drop of alcohol on their lunch break as well. However, they're not quite like the Irish workers who eat their lunch at their desk while they're tapping away on the keyboards. It hasn't got that bad yet, but there we go. Things are changing in France. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.